Yeah, we're diving into Loons baseball as we always do on WSW on Tuesday mornings following the 7:30 news. Great Lakes Loons baseball and the conversation that we like to have when our special guest comes into studio. That's you, Tyler Crane, the assistant GM of business development, which encompasses a lot of things that you have to do for the Loons.
A lot of things, yes. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. So last week, you know, we welcomed you into studio, yep. Coming off a very successful road trip when the Loons had won 5 of 6.
And this was a very successful home trip, for sure, for the Loons.
5 of 6 at home.
5 of 6 again. So they've won 10 out of their last 12, and they are now in second place, just chasing down the Dayton Dragons. Don't quote me on this exact standing, but the Dragons had a 4 or so game lead. They were like 19-6 or something like that when the homestand concluded on Sunday. So they're just chasing them down, and hopefully they can keep this hot streak going against the Lake County Captains this week.
And I know things kind of started disappointing because last Tuesday we were talking about the school kids game, which you know, got rained out. But by the time that the week went along, the weather got better. I'm betting you had a very nice Mother's Day game on Sunday.
We had a fantastic Mother's Day. We had 2,400 fans at the ballpark for Mother's Day. You know, that is, aside from our school kids day, our largest crowd of the year so far. In every game that we have and every homestand that we have, we see the crowds going a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger. And so eventually we're going to start seeing those sellouts come first week of June. That's what we're anticipating. So we're very excited for it.
The better weather, and of course, once school gets out too, it's a little easier for kids to
I could spend all the marketing dollars in the world, but man, if it's 45 degrees out, people will say, I'll come in July. So we're smart about it. We planned for it to have lighter crowds in the early months. You know, frankly, 1,000, 1,500 people is always a good goal for this time of year. You know, we staff appropriately. We run concessions appropriately. If anyone's been to a game so far this year, they know that we have about half our concession stands open right now just because we don't need all of them right now. So we've wised up over the last 15 years, and we know that, you know what, we could have the best promos in the world, but man, if it's 45 degrees out, people are just going to wait till come to June or July, and I don't blame them, but I would probably do the same as well if I was a fan. So.
And I know we talked about this, but just maybe for fans to understand, again, you're fully back to where you have been, so like the play park for the kids is open and everything like
Everything's
that.
Everything's open. Yeah. As if it's no different, as if anything ever happened. I'd say the only change that folks would see is we are still a cashless stadium. That will be the way that we operate moving forward. You know, that came out of a necessity of reopening last year under the state guidelines for COVID, but in the end we saw that we could get folks through lines much quicker, through concession lines, through ticket lines. Credit card transactions are much faster than having the count out change and everything like that. For folks that don't have cash, we've installed 2 reverse ATMs on our concourse, so you insert your cash and get a prepaid debit card, a MasterCard back, and you can use that anywhere MasterCard's accepted, even outside of Dow Diamond. So we try to make it as smooth and as quick as possible. We understand some folks prefer to operate with cash and only operate with cash, but we value the speed and efficiency and making sure folks are able to watch the game, especially in the days of a quicker game with the pitch clock now, rather than waiting in line to get a hot dog or a beer or something like that.
And frankly, you're doing what a lot of other stadium venues are doing.
Yeah, if you've been to a game at the Lions or at Little Caesars Arena, both of those are well ahead of us. The Lions have been all digital tickets, 100% digital tickets, for several years now. You know, we folks can still get their tickets printed. We encourage digital tickets at the ballpark. But yeah, we are. The future is coming, to say the least.
It's here.
It's here, and we just want to make sure that our fans still have the best experience possible at Dow Diamond, and making sure that we can provide them the quickest, best service that we can as part of that mission.
Speaking of tickets, I need to ask.
Yeah.
Because I know this was released last week. We didn't have a chance to talk about it. Are there still tickets available for this fantastic all-star promotion that you and the Michigan Baseball Foundation have come up with?
Yeah, so the Michigan Baseball Foundation is the 501c3 parent organization of the Great Lakes Loons. The Loons are the only nonprofit sports team that we know of, for sure in the country, possibly the world. And so MBF's mission is to give grants to youth-based nonprofits and promote economic development in the region. So far, the foundation has given just shy of $1.3 million back to the region. It's 300-something nonprofits across the 14 counties of the Great Lakes Bay region. And so this is our latest fundraising effort. We have a unique opportunity. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game and Home Run Derby are at Dodger Stadium this year, coming up in July. So we have a raffle currently going on. It's $100 per ticket. But the grand prize is first class airfare to Los Angeles. I want to say it's four days, three nights at the Biltmore Hotel. Two tickets to the MLB All-Star Game, two tickets to the Home Run Derby, and the $1,000 spending cash and the rental car. So really a dream baseball trip could be yours, all for just $100 per raffle ticket. Tickets are still available if folks are looking to purchase one. They can do so by stopping by the ballpark or calling the box office at any time.
And if I understand right, and you're only going to sell like 1,000 of these tickets.
We only are selling 1,000 of them. So it's 1 in 1,000 chance, or however many tickets that you purchase. It's a really great odds, I would say. It's better than playing the lottery for sure, of winning a really once-in-a-lifetime trip to Dodger Stadium. And this is made possible by our friends at the Dodgers. Being a Dodgers affiliate for 15 years, this is truly a unique opportunity that we have to share.
And again, this is all to support the Michigan Baseball Foundation. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more on that, just because I know of a couple of organizations that I've dealt with that have received those grants. And really, it's grants are applied for and approved, and mm-hmm. monies go out, and it's really helped a lot of organizations. I mean, it's extra money that wouldn't be there in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. So most sports teams around the country are owned by an individual or a group of individuals, an ownership group. When Bill Stavropoulos, our CEO and founder, retired from Dow, he was the CEO there twice. You know, he was not in this for money-making purposes. He's a big baseball fan. He saw sports as a catalyst to really grow the region. When you look at these large corporations in our area and you look at the talent level, folks are increasingly choosing where they want to live and then finding a job there versus picking a place and just saying, okay, if I want to work at Dow, I have to live in Midland. So for the great companies in our region that need to acquire world-class talent, we need the region to be a world-class region. So we founded the Michigan Baseball Foundation so that all the net proceeds from the loons do funnel to the foundation and then get distributed back into the community in the form of grant process. And so far it's been to the tune of $1.3 million for youth-based nonprofits in the region. Now, some of that has to go to maintaining Dow Diamond. Dow Diamond is privately owned by the foundation. There's no tax dollars at use. That's a big difference between Dow Diamond and the Dow Event Center. The Dow Event Center is tax dollars to use and maintain that facility. Dow Diamond is not, so all the upkeep is part of that. And of course, it's the proceeds after our staff is paid, our vendors paid, and everything like that. But the net impact of the loons, whether it's from charitable organizations or just revenue and jobs and spend in the region, we try to spend as much locally as we can, is tens of millions of dollars every single season is the net impact on the region from the loons.
So the loons are on the road this week for the sixth game, but we'll be coming back home. Mm-hmm. And you're going to try another school game on next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday. We are going to try one again, and we are going to try to fit even more kids in. So we have 6,000 kids coming, scheduled to come next Tuesday on field trips. This past one, we had 4,000 coming. We are expected to break the single game record for in-person attendance at Dow Diamond on Tuesday.
Really?
So there's a difference between tickets sold, all-time attendance record, like in terms of tickets sold and in-park attendance. The all-time number for tickets sold is about 6,700. We're currently sitting about 6,100 for Tuesday. But when we talk in terms of people actually coming to the ballpark, a normal show-up rate for a Loons game is somewhere between 75-80%. Things happen. People can't make the game, or perhaps a company buys tickets and they don't get used that night. That's very common across the industry. But when a teacher books a field trip, they're not leaving a kid behind. So when they say, hey, I need 100 tickets, they're bringing 100 people. So we fully anticipate, this being the highest show up rate ever, the highest number of people within Dow Diamond for our Loons game. So we've hosted concerts in the past. There would be more people there. But we're expecting to break the record for most actual people in the ballpark to watch a Loons game on Tuesday.
Well, that will be fun. Of course, again, that's next Tuesday.
We will sell a lot of Dippin' Dots. To put this in comparison with no game last Tuesday, just one of our Dippin' Dots stands did $6,000 in sales.
Really?
On Dippin' Dots. Yes, it was quite impressive.
There's something about it. Yes, yeah. Exactly. It's very tasty. I've had it before. But it's
the ice cream of the future from 30 years ago. So,
I must tell you that I'm going to be out at your place tonight.
Fantastic.
As you've talked about in the past, when the loons are on the road, mm-hmm. it allows the opportunity for some high school teams to play.
Indeed.
And so I'm going to be out there. I coach the Valley Lutheran JV team.
Okay.
So we're going to go out there tonight. We'll try and take care of your diamond and treat it well.
We, our head groundskeeper, Jeff Ross, would greatly appreciate that. Yeah, the field, most people don't know that just like people, the field does need time to like rest and relax and get its roots, no pun intended, its roots back under itself. But we're happy and love having high school baseball at the ballpark. We've had Northwood SVSU a number of times. We're finalizing some discussions around hosting some regional tournaments for the MHSAA coming up for, I believe, D4. So we're very excited. It's a slam-packed schedule at Dow Diamond, but it sure beats the alternative of a couple of years ago, so we're happy to have it.
Very much so, and I know the kids, just the experience is just, it's a memory.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I would say in this region, kids growing up playing baseball come to Loons games and dream of being a Loons player. That doesn't always work out for everyone, but this is a real good alternative, especially at the JV level, for sure.
All right, we send everyone to loons.com. That's the easiest thing to do when it comes to tickets, information, and everything Great Lakes Loons. Tyler Kring on Tuesdays. We appreciate your conversation.
Thanks, Charlie.
Go Loons!